We're dealing with some quick answers here for difficult emotional reasons that people maybe have walked away from Christianity and what we could say to them. Somebody may say, well, I don't like Christianity's stance on homosexuality. They're being discriminatory. I have a nice gay friend, very nice person. That's a hard one, isn't it? It's difficult to know what to say. I think, frankly, the best answer is to say, look, Christianity wants what's best for the flourishing of the human race. What will help people be the best that they can be? Now, we would suggest there are a lot of built-in problems with homosexuality, and we can certainly get a lot of information on that, of how it's physically and psychologically damaging. Secondly, when they say Christians are discriminating against homosexuals, I think we need to say time out here. Discrimination, you're picking out one thing versus something else. We discriminate all the time. We discriminate when we pick out a breakfast cereal. We discriminate when we pick out a car, when we pick our friends. And so are we discriminating when it comes to homosexuality? No. We're saying this is something that's going to lead to a bad end, and we need to fix it. Second or third, we ought to think about maintaining friendships and tell people, look, we're not asking you to walk away from gay friends. Stay in their lives. And then if they're curious, we might say homosexuality appears to be developmental, not chosen, so we don't need to suggest that they decide to shake their fist at God to become homosexuals. Apparently it's some developmental issue that's gone on. And again, feel free to go to my website and find my talk that I have on homosexuality. Here's one more issue. Let's talk about this one. Somebody comes to you with an emotional issue and says, Christianity has done terrible things in history. I just couldn't buy into a religion that's done such terrible things. What can we say? Well, how about we agree? Yes, that's true. We're all broken. We've all done some terrible things. Here's the deal, though. The story has been made out to be worse than it really was. And I have a talk called The Real Story of Christianity, and you can take a look at that. And it covers things like the Crusades and witches and science and all these things that are always laid at the feet of Christianity. And so it's not as bad as you think. And Christianity, in balance to the terrible things that have happened, they're the ones that started hospitals and orphanages and charities and colleges. So maybe as a conclusion, we shouldn't be judging a religion by its heretics. How's that? In other words, people do some terrible things. That's right. But Jesus didn't command that. Jesus didn't want that to be done. The New Testament speaks out against brutalities of one kind or another. Okay, so I just did two this time because I want us to think about these, and we'll tackle some other emotional reasons people have rejected Christianity in another audio.